The Alaska Folk Festival is coming up April 6th through the 12th, and the Alaska Folk Festival Board President, Josh Fortenberry, joins us in the studio. Josh, the 51st Annual Alaska Folk Festival, it's coming up quick. There's going to be performers from all around Alaska and from all over the lower 48. How many performers are going to participate this year in total?
So, you know, I don't know if I know the exact number of total performers. We have about 125 acts on the main stage, and then about 12 acts in the dance hall at the Jack, and then somewhere around 32 different workshops going on.
How do you get so many performers to come to Juneau and perform? I mean, what's the board's process on that?
Well, you know, part of it is just this festival has become kind of legendary among musicians because it's all about the music. It's not about anything sort of commercial or trying to make money or trying to get sponsorships. It's just here for the joy of music. So a lot of people return year after year. This year we had over 200 applications for 125 slots on the main stage.
So how do you select performers for this?
It's a little bit science, a little bit art. You know, we really try when we have this many applications to get as many people on stage as possible. So, you know, it's a lot harder sometimes for us to find slots for all the solo performers. A lot of times we try to get bands up there first. You know, we have a few solo performers, probably 5 to 7 every concert. There's 9 concerts. But then, you know, we're trying to get bands up there so we get as many people on stage as possible. And then for the solo acts, you know, we try not to waitlist people too many years in a row. We do our best to get people up there who've been waitlisted in the past. There's certainly no audition. We don't listen to anyone's music ahead of time. We read their application. We see what days they're available. And that's the other thing, you know, for people traveling, often they're only available Thursday through Sunday. So, you know, there's a lot of competition for those slots, and we do our best to get as many people on stage as we can.
Earlier you said it's not about the money. However, how does Alaska Folk Festival, Inc. pay for and organize such a huge event?
Yeah, so really we have 3 kind of key revenue streams. The biggest one is member donations. So we have a little over 800 members now, and they all, you know, have varying levels of contributions. But they are our primary funder. We sell ads for the program every year. That's another way we pay for some of the festival. And then we sell merchandise. So we have an artist every year who designs our poster. We use that poster art to make merchandise. We sell merchandise at the festival.
I'm glad you brought up the artist because I wanted to ask you about the guest poster artist, Savannah LeCornu.
Savannah's a self-taught artist from Ketchikan, Alaska. She was a recipient of the Native American Fellowship from UCross, where she did a residency in 2022. She created sort of an incredible poster for us this year, which sort of features some northern lights and the downtown cityscape of Juneau and some musicians. And we're super excited about the art we got.
In addition to all the performers, there's a lot of people who travel to Juneau for Folk Fest. So do you know how many people typically attend?
We usually estimate that our program gets 5,000 to 6,000 views every year. So that's a pretty good estimate of the number of attendees of the main hall. Now, there are a lot of people who come to town to participate in the shows at the bars around town or just to jam who don't maybe come to the main hall. So probably somewhere north of there. Right now we are working on getting Grant to do an economic impact study to sort of figure out exactly how many people come to town, how much money we bring into Juneau every year to sort of help the city understand what a big impact the festival has on Juneau.
With that in mind, how many venues are we talking about?
So, I mean, the things that we run really are just Centennial Hall and the Jack. So the board itself puts on the festival that happens here. But there are, luckily a lot of local businesses participate. So this year I know that there's going to be shows at the Crystal Saloon, at Devil's Club Brewing, at the Alaskan Hotel, at the Red Dog Saloon. In the past we've had shows at the Imperial. There's going to be pop-up stuff all around town. I know that, you know, Amalga Distillery always welcomes jammers in there. And you'll see musicians sort of everywhere in every business all around town.
And there's workshops too, correct?
There are workshops. So there's workshops all day Saturday and Sunday. Those take place in Centennial Hall and the Jack. And they feature workshops put on by our guest artist, Willie Carlisle, our guest dance band, the Red Hots, our guest dance caller, Connor. So there's going to be, you know, a really great series of workshops. And a lot of these are put on by people who are professional musicians who are coming to donate their time, who are just attending the festival for fun.
How can the public help keep the Alaska Folk Festival going in the future?
The best way is to become a member of the festival. So the lowest member level is $25. You can now have a recurring donation. That really helps us make sure this remains free, open to the public. All of our workshops are completely free to everyone. But the other way is volunteering. So, you know, no one on the board is paid. other than the people who run sound for us, no one who's putting on the festival is paid at all. So we have hundreds of volunteers every year who help us set up the stage, who help us sell merch, who help us sort of put on the workshops. So signing up to be a volunteer for the festival is also a great way to help if you can't make a financial contribution.